Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And a good Monday morning to you, Braves fans. This is Braves Pregame Daily for your Monday morning, May the 10th, 2021, with Chris Domino, Kevin McAlpin here. And we're getting you up to speed on a 6-1 win for the Braves last night in the series finale. They take the rubber match, Chris, and they do it once again behind six strong innings from Waskar Enoa. I don't know what more we can say about the job that this young man has done. Six innings, one run, four hits, walked one, struck out six. He was terrific once again. And as we talked about a couple of days ago, he got his moment on ESPN last night. So the world now knows a little bit more about Waskar Enoa.
Yeah, it was a coming out party, no doubt about it. And if you'd ask people east of the Mississippi, a lot of times you say, oh, let's go to the west. Nobody knows who this guy is. Well, I'd say if you go a little bit north, if you go a little bit west, a lot of people wouldn't have known who he was even after the Grand Slam. It was a curiosity. It was a little bit of a freak show. Well, he got his moment last night, and he pitched his rear end off. And statistically, from an ERA point of view, more importantly, I just think there's something about there are certain guys, they go through certain stretches, whether they're big-name guys or whether they're just guys on a hot streak. Guys get to the ballpark a few minutes early excited knowing that he's pitching that night. And I do think there's something palpable. It doesn't mean you don't give up the three-run homer at times. It doesn't mean it goes your way. He had a stinker or a clunker, certainly one this season, but it's one this season, and we're already in the middle of May. So I do think not only is he pitching well, but I think there's an energy when a guy is going like this that he brings to the ballpark. The hitting thing is take your mind off it a little bit too. You know, I kind of like when players have a little bit of a distraction. They're watching with an excitement to find out if the guy can get another hit. Not necessarily another home run, but another hit. He did that last night. There's a bounce with this team, I think, when he's on the mound, and it happens probably for two or three of your pitchers over the course of a season. He's in the midst of it as we speak.
There's no question about it. And he finds himself now in the top 10 as far as ERA leaders are concerned here in the National League. Chris, he's two spots ahead of Max Scherzer. He's eighth overall in the National League with a 2.23 ERA. We know Jacob deGrom leads the way. Brandon Woodruff's been really good. A couple of names on there that are surprises. Kevin Gausman is fourth. Wade Miley, who threw the no-hitter the other night, is fifth. And then you've got Waskar Enoa sitting there seventh with Yu Darvish. Waskar Enoa eighth with Yu Darvish ninth. And Max Scherzer rounds out the top 10. I've said this before when it's been starts for Ian Anderson or for Mike Soroka or even Max Fried the last few years. When I see Waskar Enoa lined up as a starting pitcher that night, I feel really good about their team's chances of winning a ball game with him on the mound.
Yeah. My guy versus your guy is a big thing, no doubt about it. And really is, what have you done for me lately? Especially if you don't have the back of a baseball card. There are certain guys you go, you know, you mentioned Scherzer. Yeah, when Verlander's pitching, certainly when Kershaw's pitching, you go, my guy is better than yours because it's proven. Here it is, this Hall of Fame credentials. But there are times in the course of a season when the bigger name guy is not pitching as well as the other guy. And as good as Nola had been, Enoa had been at least a tick better. And I think the buzz in the building last night, I think the buzz that they try to create on ESPN to try to explain, they want coming out parties. They want stars. Baseball needs new faces. I'm not telling you this guy's going to capture the imagination. He's not at that point. That usually means a postseason. Like Fernando Valenzuela is the exception. Mark Fidrich is the exception. You can have guys who burst onto the scene, and then it becomes everything. Less TV networks, Monday Night Baseball. They no doubt about it, goofed with schedules to make sure that guy started at home, and then if they were on TV, you saw a packed house. That stuff has happened, but it doesn't happen often in baseball. Dwight Gooden was a buy a ticket. This kid's coming to your town. He's not there, and I don't mind that. What I do think, though, is, as I said earlier, there's something palpable when he's on the mound. He does get a hit, and what's really funny, I texted Tim Hudson last night, because now he's coming after Tim Hudson. The last guy hit in five straight games was Tim Hudson in 2010, and Huddy very, very proud of his hitting prowess. Don't forget, it was the SEC Player of the Year because he was an outfielder and a pitcher, and I think he had 18 home runs. He had an ungodly amount of home runs that year to be the SEC Player of the Year. took pride in it. Now we have a record that's 11 years old that Enola will get a shot at the end of the week. We'll talk about Toronto coming up in a couple of seconds. But let us also remind you that Hooters brings this to you. We want to thank them along with Grey Goose. Kevin will talk about them in a second. But every day, Hooters is going to give you an opportunity. There was boxing on the other night. You want to watch it, go to a Hooters. You want to watch MMA, UFC, no doubt about it, it's there. Braves baseball fans and Braves country, you got a day off today, but if you want the Toronto series and you live outside the Atlanta area, you're not coming to a ballpark near you, you can actually watch every game of Braves baseball along with everybody else you might want to see. Keep an eye on the division. Keep an eye on what's going out west or in the American League. You can have an American League team and put them side by side. Hooters will give you that opportunity. I'd like this, and I like this. NBA playoffs are coming. NHL playoffs are coming. And I've got to tell you, I'm kind of a I'm a big burger guy. Hooters will give you a great burger, great wings, great tenders. You got an opportunity to pick up cold beers and drinks as well. Hooters, no matter where you are, it is truly Braves country with the ability to watch Braves baseball at Hooters. What'd you think of the their guy got hit moment last night coming off the Ronald Acuna, who everybody knows, dodging a bullet? Acuna, we found out really shortly before game time he was going to be in that game. What do you think about Realmuto getting hit?
Yeah, I think that score settled, and I think they did it the right way. I think, you know, bases empty, two outs. You get him on the hip, you move on, and I think Ronald was probably smiling from his perch there in right field when he saw it happen. You didn't head hunt. You didn't go high and tight. You settled the score. And look, I still ultimately deep down inside, Chris, don't believe it was intentional what happened on Saturday night, but whether it's intentional or not, you got to stick up for your guy. He's been hit 22 wow. times since the start of the 2018 season. So I do think the message was received. I think Enola did it the right way. And I'm proud of him for doing it. At 22 years old, he didn't go up near the head or the neck or the shoulder or anything like that. Got him in the hip. You move on. Everyone understood it was coming at some point, and they did it the right way. Benches didn't clear, no warnings, nothing like that was ever had to be even in the conversation.
You're 22 years old. You don't do it on your own. You're 22 right. years old, you're told. Situation might dictate it, whether it's a signal, whether it's something else. But I agree with you. What he did is he gains the respect of his teammates, knowing that he has an ability to do it. He follows orders. That's all good. The way he did it, it's the thumb off Philadelphia now, because there was no reason for Joe Girardi, who's been around a long time, to actually say, oh, yeah. No, take your rear end kicking. Lose the game Saturday night. Lose the game last night. Get on. You'll play the Braves again. Do want to say this about Philadelphia, 15-37. That's a .288 winning percentage on the road since last September when it mattered full season, September 17th to the 19th, 2019. That's the worst road record in baseball. Nobody in baseball has got a worse road record than the 15-37 than Philadelphia. We say it. It's math to get to 90. You can't be this bad on the road. You can't drop this many series on the road and expect to get to 90 wins.
No, you can't. And they're too good of a ball club to struggle this much on the road, especially when you look top through, you know, top to the bottom of their lineup. Offensively, they can swing it at every spot in their lineup. They've got really good pitching. They've got a solid rotation. Their bullpen has been better, even though the other night they gave up 7 runs in the final couple of innings. They are a vast improved bullpen bunch as well. But you're right. You want to be a team that can be taken as a serious contender. You better find out a way to win games on the road during the regular season, because what's it going to take once you get to the playoffs? You're going to have to win games in tough environments. You're going to have to go down there and not have the chance and the ability to bat last. And that's huge. Of course, we know that. But ultimately, I think you need to find a way to win on the road. Why have the Braves been so good the last couple of years? Look at that. Those home and road splits, not nearly anything close to as drastic as what they're dealing with in Philadelphia.
All right. Before we quickly touch on Toronto, there are a couple of things from the weekend, and I think it certainly started Saturday night before Sandoval's home run. We touched on it yesterday. You get a big walk, boom, home run. That's an at-bat that matters. Last night, Freddie Freeman is the offensive story, no doubt about it. Hits the home run, 3 hits, maybe he snapped out of it. The Freddie Freeman, is it a thing or is it not a thing? I was leaning towards it was a thing. Good to see him wake up last night. He said all the right things. He was going to help his wife out late last night. The game was done in 2:44, so it was a chance to get home a little bit earlier. And then he has a day off today, so we'll do some stuff around the house. Again, a belated Mother's Day present to his wife with 3 kids in that house. Here's the other thing that I'm finding, though, Kevin, and I think it's really important. We say all the time, certain things are going to be paragraph one. And Noah's paragraph one. Freddie Freeman's paragraph two. Philly's road problems probably paragraph three. What gets lost in the shuffle are those at-bats. Draw the walk at-bats, the at-bats that keep the inning going, the at-bats that flip the lineup. What I've seen, and Saturday night, because it's so recently, the top of mind, oh, did you see how they won that game? What I kind of like is I'm seeing more of those at-bats that help. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it helps put you in a situation to win a game or tie a game. More of those a little bit more frequently lately.
Whether it's a walk, whether it's somebody coming off the bench with a big base hit, I agree with you. You're starting to see the more of that traffic on the bases. Boy, how many times were we saying it was, you know, four, maybe five guys get to the plate in an inning? Well, they do it at the bottom of the first. They come back. They score four. They send eight men to the plate. That was great to see the way the Braves came right back and gave Enoa that early. It is times in games that we have seen here lately where it won't stick out unless you really take a deep dive into the box score. Adrianza has been really good. Sandoval, who knows? Maybe that woke the Braves up a little bit moving forward. Whether it's guys at the bottom of the order drawing a walk, Austin Riley, he's been swinging it well. Whoever it might be, it's been good to see some of those moments here, and hopefully we'll see some more of those as we move forward. Chris, as you mentioned, a night off for the Braves here tonight. They have the Blue Jays in town tomorrow. Night off for us, and I don't know about you, but I think I am going to make a couple of errands this afternoon and go pick up a bottle of Grey Goose Essences. If you haven't heard us talk about it, premium distilled vodka, zero carbs, zero sugar, warming up spring and summer. So summer days at the pool, they're right around the corner. Three really super refreshing flavors: watermelon and basil, strawberry and lemongrass, and white peach and rosemary. And how about this? Just 73 calories per serving. And like I said, none of that artificial nonsense you get with other drinks. So Grey Goose Essences, we want to thank them for being a part of our Braves pregame daily all season long. I got a feeling I'm going to have me a couple of cocktails here tonight and enjoy the off night here. It's our last one for a couple of weeks, so we better make this one count, Chris.
Yeah, you know what's kind of nice? What's kind of nice is when you have to work on Saturday night and your wife says, oh, we're going to go out some do the little. You know what I didn't have to do? Go out. You know what she did, though? Brought a bottle. She brought a bottle of Grey Goose Essence over to where other couples were, and I said, good, let's stop with the wine. Everybody's done wine. Somebody else is going to bring wine. You bring this. Hit to the party, no doubt about it. You have an opportunity to do it. Grab yourself a bottle or two right now. Keep it in the freezer. Because Grey Goose, in terms of vodka, at least you know what you're drinking as opposed to some of these other people that go, hey, there's some alcohol in it. What alcohol? I don't know. Well, actually, you know what's Grey Goose. Make sure you're dealing in Grey Goose quality, all of their products across the board. All right, come on, day off today, Robbie Ray is going to get the start. The Braves have not announced. It will be Ryu, by the way, who's back. And then Max Fried gets pushed a day, if you believe in sort of the semantics of could he pitch tomorrow, yes, he could. Does he get pushed to Wednesday? He doesn't. And Charlie Morton will try the bounce-back night coming up on Thursday against Ross Stripling. Robbie Ray's been pretty good. You know, quality starts, if you believe in that, six innings, less than three runs, two runs. One. It doesn't matter anymore what you believe in. The guy's got 23 pop-outs, strikeouts in his last three starts. So Robbie Ray's throwing the ball well. Another lefty for the Braves that haven't seen many. They're going to get two, by the way, back-to-back in him and Ryu.
They have not seen a whole lot of lefties at all. Matter of fact, the Braves are one of the teams in baseball that has seen the fewest amount of left-handed starters. And unfortunately for them, they have struggled. And don't look at the lifetime numbers against Ryu. He has owned the Braves over the last few seasons. So hopefully they can get him figured out this week. We don't know who will start on game one for the Braves. More than likely, if I'm reading between the lines, probably Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright. They'll push Fried to Wednesday, Morton on Thursday. And then I'm sure Smiley slides back in for that series in Milwaukee next week.
All right, real quick, as we look around baseball, because the day off, we can do this. If you had the Boston Red Sox, if you had the St. Louis Cardinals as the two teams and only two teams that would have a 600 winning percentage on this date as we hit the middle of May, raise your hand. Now put your hand down because you're a liar. The New York Yankees actually played well 7-3 in their last, so they're 3.5 back. Boston, they hold a 3.5 game lead in the East. I'm just checking very quickly. That is the biggest lead in baseball. San Francisco, 20-14. They get to 20 wins as well, but only 5-5 in their last 10. Well, the Dodgers are 2-8 in their last 10. They now sit one game over 500. So the concept of you know what you know, well, they're really good. They spend a lot of money. No doubt about it. The Dodgers are the odds-on favorite to still come out of the National League if you believe in the lineup, the roster itself. But it's been a struggle. And Trevor Bauer came out, who threw a good game, said, yeah, I'm only speaking for me. We got something going on around here. It smells like a team meeting might be coming up in Los Angeles.
The only thing I know is the Detroit Tigers are who they thought we thought they are. They're 10-24, Chris, through the first 34 games of the season. They're 10 back. But you're right. Some of the biggest surprises in baseball, no question about it, the Boston Red Sox. I'm surprised at the start they're off to. Hey, who knows? We'll see if they can hang on to it for another 4.5 months. I don't know if they can or not. The one that surprises me, I was looking at the standings last night. I was shocked to see Minnesota. They're 12-20. They're 7 games out of first place. That's a team I thought was going to be right there in the thick of things. We know the White Sox are really, really good. They've spent a bunch of money here lately, but I thought the Twins were going to be better than they were. Maybe they ultimately will, but boy, these first 32 games, not an encouraging start for the folks in the Twin Cities.
Well, the White Sox were supposed to win that division. Then the Tony La Russa, I didn't know that rule thing comes out. Yeah, but don't worry, they're 7-3 with three wins in a row. Cleveland actually playing good baseball at 7-3. Kansas City, the team that was in first place, is 1-9. They've lost 8 in a row, so they've crashed coming back down. The Mets are on a 5-game winning streak. They got lucky. That nonsense that happened with Lindor and McNeil, a 5-game winning streak will take the stench off, but it was interesting to see their general manager, if he is their general manager, come out and say it's not the way it should have been handled. But they actually danced through raindrops because winning 5 in a row, now it's become a joke. It wasn't. You know how I feel about it. I think the manager, I think the whole organization should be embarrassed by it. I go further with the manager. I said, you can't, well, winning 5 in a row, he doesn't have to worry about what I think. And any other, the other piece of information floating around, obviously you mentioned Minnesota. There are a couple of teams. I think Arizona is a team that you just realized, okay, you can talk about them. It's not really going to happen. Cincinnati is really taking it on the chin a little bit as well. They now sit a game under 500 when they were really good at home. The Mets become the story in the National League East as the Braves look up 1.5 games back. Oakland. Now, it's really strange. Their feast and famine this year has been bigger than anybody's. It feels like Oakland has played 65 games when you talk about they win, they lose, they win. They've been all over the board, 5-5 in their last 10, but they still hold on to the lead over Houston. And then, as we said, Tampa is sitting 3.5 games back with the Yankees behind the Boston Red Sox. Toronto comes in 17-16 on the season. What do you think the national perspective, as we finish up, of Toronto actually is?
Well, I think that, you know, the narrative of, oh, they have three sons of Hall of Famers is that's come and gone. That was a great story a couple
of
years ago.
Right.
It has to, right? You spend big money the last couple of off seasons to bring in Ryu and Springer. You add Steven Matz as well. I think they're a team that is certainly on the rise. Are they on the national radar where teams are, folks in you know, casual baseball fans are going to say, yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays are a team that's ready to contend. I don't think they're in that conversation just yet. They're a good team, though. They've got a great offense. They can score runs in bunches. They can hit a ton of home runs. We know that. We saw that firsthand in that series in Dunedin. But I don't think from a national standpoint, if you took 10 casual baseball fans and said, hey, give me one of the teams you think could surprise this year, I don't know that Toronto's on anybody's radar.
I agree. They pitch a little bit better than people might know. That's why their run differential is at a plus 25, but sitting over one game over 500. Very similar to the Braves in a lot of ways, you know, similar records, similar runs scored. They've given up fewer, but they don't really have much more to show for it as the Braves finally get to 500. They're one game over as we get it started tomorrow. All right, Kevin, we will do it again tomorrow, please. We have a new logo. Are people going to see that if they subscribe?
Oh, yeah. It's right there when you click on our thing. We have the Braves pregame daily logo. You did a great job with that, by the way.
Very well. I didn't do anything. I actually stood over the shoulder of a guy and said, what if I move this and what about that? And let's say, I said, I kind of like that. It pops. Make sure you hit subscribe. Listen every day. We're here for you, Braves fans. Good news is the Braves are 500. Good news is 2-3 against Philadelphia. You kicked them out of town. Toronto now, we'll see if we can fix up what happened in Dunedin and get a little bit of that back. As the Braves are 500 today, sit in third place, but an opportunity, again, by the end of this week to be talking about and hunting down first place in the National League East. We'll be here again tomorrow. We'll have it up every day. Don't forget, Braves pregame daily. Hit subscribe, and Kevin and I will be with you all season long.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.